I panicked late one night. I got a call when my 16-year-old daughter, Cindy, was supposed to be over at her girlfriend.
Can call you for folks. You know, you could be listening to the Barry Mack Music Mix on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on Friday mornings between 7 and 10 a.m. We have a large music variety, and the last hour of the show is dedicated to Irish music and Irish news. If you get a chance, do tune in. Go on, folks, get yourself uplifted. We may make the odd comment or two about some current issue. Who knows, perhaps a joke or three. Thanks for listening to the Barry Mack Music Mix, Friday mornings between 7 and 10 a.m. Bye for now. Have a good day.
Okay, you're with the Jackstar and 2RDJ 88.1, Voice of the Inner West. How are we today? Glorious weather, is it not? Oh, excuse me. A bit plum-tuckered out this time of the year, doesn't it? Rushing here, rushing there, trying to make money, pay the bills, get the Chrissy presents, organise the lunch, and I've done nothing. I'm still buggered. Oh, dear. Anyway, as I said last week, this will be my last show this week. For many and various reasons. Doesn't mean forever, though. We may be back one day. So we're going to try and play some good music for you. Keep you entertained for the afternoon. And, of course, you know, Jacqueline's comments, word of the day. Oh, no, I haven't got word of the day. I've got thought of the day. There we go. And, of course, what happened on this day in music history. And, yes, community announcements, etc., blah, 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 blah. So that's what's on the program today. And last week I had last 2 weeks I've had a guy called Blake ring in. I don't know if you're listening, Blake. Are you there? If you are, I'm sure last week you said something about Matt Finish. I'm sure that's who you wanted me to play. So anyway, I hope it is because I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Just watch us blow away, yeah. Until you're telling your friends we
And the next song I'm going to play, I'm going to dedicate to a man that seems to never be able to keep his name out of the news. Yes, that's right, no other than Ben Cousins. Good old Benny boy. Ah, you got to love him. He's just joined the Tigers, and being a Tigers fan that I am, both Sydney and Melbourne, gives us a new bit of hope for the up-and-coming season. Not to mention, more incentive to watch the game, I think. Yes, it'll be a good sight watching Benny boy run around in the gold and black, or the black and gold, or whatever you want to do. So here's a Hot Chocolate song, You Sexy Thing. Yes, it's a miracle. He might just be the miracle that the Richmond Football Club needs. You just never know, because I certainly haven't. We haven't seen a premiership for a very long time. That is for sure. And as I've said here previously on Jacqueline's soapbox opinion, whatever you want to call it, I think everyone deserves a second chance. And that's what he's got now. So, well, just don't blow it. Stay off the people. Stay off the gear, Ben. Okay, and on that note, a thought of the day. If human beings are perceived as potentials rather than problems, as possessing strengths instead of weaknesses, as unlimited rather than dull and unresponsive, then they thrive and grow to their capabilities. There's my thought for you. Was Diesel with Come To Me. Now, of course, being my last day and stuff, you want to, although I always say you can call in any time, but if you would like to, the number here is 97440881. That's 97440881. And now we'll have some community announcements.
Larry Wilde and the Merry Book of Christmas.
Time of year.
I'd know, wouldn't you? The Black Sorrows, of course it was. Silly me. Okay, music history for December the 17th. And that means there's not many sleeps left till Christmas, is there? No, not at all. 7 days, God. Anyway, music history in the 1749 on the 17th of December, composer Domenico Chiramarassa was born. A mouthful. In 1892, Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker was first performed in St. Petersburg by the Russian Imperial Ballet. 1955, Carl Perkins wrote Blue Suede Shoes. Less than 48 hours later, he recorded it in Memphis, Tennessee. 1965, Judy Garland and the Supremes performed at the opening of the Astrodome in Houston. In 1969, TV history was made when Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky Bundinger were married on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. 1970, the Beach Boys played a show for Princess Margaret at London's Royal Albert Hall. 1977, Elvis Costello and the Attractions appeared on NBC's Saturday Night Live in place of the Sex Pistols. That's a big change of acts, that, isn't it? The Sex Pistols could not get visas to enter the US. I wonder why. Oh, dear. In 1982, The Who played the last concert of our farewell tour at Toronto's Maple Leaf Gardens. In 1986, the Doobie Brothers reunited for a benefit at the Palo Alto, California. The performance inspired a reunion tour. Excuse me. Hey Viva, folks. Reunion tour in 1987. And on that note, I think I'll play some music.
An Astro Mix.
Oh! So happy! This morning from the strangest dream, I
in the biggest army the world has ever seen. We were marching as one on the road to the Holy Grail. Started out seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's a hell of a story when you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail. But have you heard about the Great Crusade? We ran into millions and nobody got paid. Yeah, we raised four corners of the globe for the Holy Grail.
Okay, exactly 11 minutes out from the news, and what else are we going to do now? Oh, of course, play more music. What else is there to do? We'll have some more music history after the 2 o'clock news, I think, and then what else? Oh, and of course, you've got to stay tuned if you're into some really sort of the old music. The next show, Steel Needle, is on, and that'll last for about half an hour from 2:30 to 3, and then, of course, Colin will be on. So let's just keep the tunes going.
I'm tired of the city life. future, honey. I'll count you out of having some. Yeah, some.
Since you went away, you took something from me against my will. You touched a nerve in me that's tingling still. No, you just snuck up behind me when my resistance was old. And now's a hell of a time to find I can't let you go. Left the wound that won't heal. Got you so far.
chance of a late thunderstorm or shower. Light winds and afternoon sea breezes. City, maximum 26. Parramatta, maximum 29. Penrith, maximum 31. Terry Hills, maximum 25. Liverpool, maximum 30. And Richmond, also maximum 30. Forecast for Thursday, few showers, chance of thunderstorms. City, minimum 18, maximum 28. And in the west, minimum 16, maximum 31.
Select office machines for all of your business equipment. Photocopiers, printers, faxes.
Yeah. Thank you indeed.
Thank you.
20 km per hour speed zones
are now enforced around our schools.
The penalty for speeding through a school zone is...
Peter Worthington inviting you to join me Thursday afternoons for a mix of...
Okay, more music history. Hang on to your hats. Actually, you might have to hang on to your hats. It looks like it's getting a bit windy out there. 1986, Wayne Danke Shoon, Newton. Go on. Won a $19.2 million suit against NBC News. NBC had aired reports claiming a link between Newton and mob figures. No. The reports were proven to be false. In 1986, Paul and Linda McCartney's limo caught fire en route to a TV taping in Newcastle, England. They were both unharmed. In 1990, Olivia Newton-John appeared on the TV movie A Mum for Christmas. In 1994, Richie Zambora, Bon Jovi, and Heather Locklear were married. In 1996, Celine Dion said she was going to make a break from her career and concentrate on starting a family. In 1997, US President Clinton signed the No Electronic Theft Act. The act removed protection from individuals who claimed they took no direct financial gains from stealing copyrighted works and downloading them from the internet. 1999, crossover jazz saxophonist Grover Washington collapsed and died in New York after taping a performance for CBS's The Saturday Early Show. He was 56. The show aired the next day. And it's almost time. Oh, gosh, it is almost time for me to hit the frog and toe. So I'll take this moment to say it's been an honour and a privilege, of course, presenting this show every Wednesdays between 1 and 2.30 when I run away to pick up the Rugrat. So I'll play us out with some more good music. What am I going to do now? Something or other else, I don't know. Ice House is a great southern land, I think. Anyway, so like I said, it's been a privilege and big week this week. Also, another note, my daughter actually graduates preschool this week. Ah, isn't that sweet? Well, I don't really graduate, do they? Because, you know, not exactly sitting exams. But anyway, it's been a whole year and she's gone through and she starts off big school next year. So that's a milestone in her life. So here's some more music. We'll be right back. Yes, you've got to love those technical hitches. Not to worry. So just before I put the next song on, which will take us right out to Steel Needle, which will be Hell's Bells. There's a big contrast, isn't it? I just wanted to wish everybody a very merry and safe Christmas. And, of course, just no arguing with the Rellos, OK? It gets done every year at Christmas. It's old, it's tired. Although some of them do need a good slapping, don't they? Anyway, well, that's why I don't have any left. Easier that way. All right, so anyone, merry Christmas. See you later.
those old records, those old phonograph records.